Even as BP works to destroy or cover up the evidence of dead animals and decimated wetlands in the Gulf, it appears it is also working to suppress news of an unfolding human health crisis in the Gulf. BP blaming the headaches, sore throats, dizziness, nausea of first responders on fatigue, even on food poisoning, as we've heard. Even as second-in-command Doug Suttles admitting the company's cleanup technology is not of this century. The Associated Press reporting yesterday workers were not given protective gear for the cleanup effort, and if they were, it was not the right kind. Marine toxicologist Ricky Ott warning on this news hour just last night of, quote, invisible oil, underwater plumes coming ashore, also affecting public health. Meanwhile, WOAI in San Antonio, Texas, reporting that doctors have apparently given a name to the emerging illness, calling it TILT, or toxicant-induced loss of tolerance. Those affected find themselves intolerant to everyday scents, household products, medicines, even food after exposure to chemicals and toxic fumes. The Louisiana Department of Health reporting over 70 people have gotten sick from the spill, 15 more in Alabama. And in Baton Rouge, let's go there to the executive director of the Louisiana Environmental Action Network, Mary Lee Orr. Thanks for some of your time tonight.
Thank you, Keith. It's an honor to be with you. Thank you so much.
Your group's out there helping the first responders in the Gulf. Tell us your experience, what you're hearing from these people about their health.
What we're hearing is folks are getting very sick, dizzy, vomiting, nausea, headaches, chest pains, and not just from the folks who are in the first responders, but folks who live along the Gulf are also having health effects.
Are these, do these symptoms last? I don't want to get too medical, but is this a brief exposure sort of related and underscored thing, or does it last?
Well, our concern is that it will stay with them. Mm-hmm. For some folks who go out and they're doing the cleanup work, they come back, they feel better, and they go back again because it's a choice between feeding their family and not having any money to feed their family, and they're willing to sacrifice their health to feed their family, and I think that's tragic.
Your group has been distributing what protective gear you have to these workers. Do we know what BP's reaction has been to workers showing up with their own protective gear?
Yes, I'm glad that you brought that up. Lean and the Lower Mississippi River Keeper is distributing protective gear. When our folks, our fishermen folks, had their respirators on, they were told to take them off, that they would be fired if they used them.
Fired for wearing?
So they were not allowed to.
What was the premise of that?
Fired for using safety equipment. I think that perhaps they're afraid that they'll emit some sort of liability, that there's a problem in the air if they allow them to use the respirators.
Dr. Ott said last night that the president needed in this speech to order that respirators be used by all cleanup responders, full hazmat gear and whatever else might be a secondary step, but the first idea would be some nasal and oral protection for what they were breathing in. Was she right, and where was the president on this topic tonight, in your opinion?
She's absolutely correct. What we're distributing is a half-face respirator with organic vapor filters, nitrile gloves, other protective gear. I noticed that the president, unfortunately, did not really talk a whole lot. At least I didn't hear about worker safety. I didn't hear anything about protective gear. And I didn't hear anything about the dispersant issue, Keith. We have 1,100,000 gallons of dispersant in that water out there. And you have the dispersant and then the oil together. It spells, we think, a lot of health problems for a lot of folks, to say nothing of the little animals.
All right, you put the number there in terms of the supply of these toxins. Do we have any idea how many people are affected? Is there even a guess at this point?
I don't even think there's a guesstimate. We get calls on a daily basis. We get air quality calls. We get calls from people saying that they're having more frequent asthma attacks. There's concerns when they've been burning the slick. You name it, folks have been reporting health problems. And then, of course, the workers who are out on the water, they certainly are very affected and have been afraid to talk about it. They do not want to lose their job. Mm. We think BP should provide protective gear to those folks.
Congressman Maloney of New York compared, in terms of the exposure to toxicity, what's happening to the cleanup workers in the Gulf to what happened to the cleanup workers at Ground Zero in New York. Do you feel that's an apt comparison?
I think it's right on the money. We actually work with NIOSH, which is a group that's still working since 9/11. Just like the folks went down there to save everyone after 9/11, our folks want to run out and save the Gulf. Mm-hmm. We don't want them to save the Gulf at the expense of their health.
Indeed. Mary Lee Orr.
So absolutely.
Executive Director of the Louisiana Environmental Action Network, LEAN. Great, thanks for your time tonight. Good luck.
Thank you, Keith, so much.
In worse, a headline for the faithful and the doubting alike to think about, a much needed happier note, if you will. Statue of Jesus destroyed by act of God.